promotion and all that, different, a little bit different position.
Well, obviously, it's more duties and more, you know, more to do with the operations side. In the draft, it was not a whole lot different for me in setting that up and, you know, and just advising Mike. And but in the operations side, it's a whole lot different.
Like how so? Like what kind of things? Like what's an example of something?
Well, you know, day-to-day operations, dealing with things, different needs people have in the department. There's a whole lot of people that work in the in football. Sure. And so just helping those people and looking after the day-to-day activities.
What was your assessment of the draft? What did you think?
Oh, I'm very pleased with the draft. We had a very good draft plan. The coaches, the scouts, everybody sat down in a series of 3 to 4 weeks of meetings, and we developed a plan, and we never, ever had to go off that plan. I mean, when it came our time to pick, we go, there he is. That's the one. We never were in a situation where we were scrambling up or down. There he is. Here he comes. So it was one of those unique times of 10 years of being a scout and being an administrator and player personnel that it worked perfect.
Yeah, Mike was saying on draft day that in his football career, he's never had it where even the first two guys have been available. Is that
absolutely? It was a dream for us. Naturally, we thought the world of Ryan Clady. Didn't think we could get him, and we had other people there listed in order we wanted, and he was right there. And then when we got to round two, we had Eddie Royal targeted all the way, and we said, "Oh, here it comes." Got it.
Speaking of the draft, you guys did take, and you have done before, taking a lot of injury risks on the second day. Guys coming off injuries, right, and ACLs. What's kind of the philosophy on that?
You do a lot of study, Frank. Steve Antonopoulos is very much involved with that. He's very much involved back in the draft, and he does assessments on them. He sees them. Our doctors see them. He goes back for rechecks. So every one of those guys we know are going to be able to play. They may have just got nicked at the end of the year. They may have got nicked at the Senior Bowl, but they'll be back. So we knew that, and we knew the value was there. They'll all be playing out here this July when we report to camp, I tell you that.
Do you feel like you got maybe, in some cases, maybe a third-round guy, but maybe a second-round talent or even first-round talent?
Absolutely.
Like who?
For example, Ryan Terrain. Okay. I think Ryan Terrain is I think he's an excellent back. Big back, downhill. He had some bad luck. He broke that bone in his foot. This guy would have been free beer. We think he's a very good back. And I wouldn't have been shocked at all if somebody would take him second or third round.
What's your overall philosophy as kind of a front office man with, you know, building a team for the draft versus free agency versus trades, just everything that goes into it? What's kind of your philosophy?
Well, I'm the one that think you have to build your team with the draft, but you always, your pro department has got to be on top of the game and be able to tell coach, this guy right here, if he's on the street, or if this guy becomes a free agent, or even unrestricted free agent, when you evaluate your talent, you see if you're in that market money wise, and so it's a game of grocery shopping every day, because then just a draft, we would be crazy if we closed the door and said, all right, the draft is over, we're gonna go play golf. So you have to constantly look at what's available to you. And know the market and know the NFL.
You guys don't. I mean, because you know Mike is Mike, and he's the kind of head of the organization and the face of the organization. You guys don't get a lot of credit for what you do, I guess. You know, everybody thinks it's just Mike running the show. And even he's said many, many times, I don't have enough time in my life to do all this stuff. What's it like? I mean, just that you guys don't get a lot of credit, but you do mountains and loads of work. You know?
Well. Yeah, I'm just not one to believe. I believe a lot like Mike that you don't worry about that. I've known Mike Shanahan since 1980 when I was a head junior college coach in Alabama, and he was offensive coordinator at Florida. And he's always been a friend. And I know the way he thinks about us. So I don't worry about that. And I know Brian and Jeff doesn't either. But, you know, we're going to do the job and do what's best for the Denver Broncos and the organization and the team, and it'll take care of itself. I promise you, it'll take care of itself. I think if you start worrying about that, Frank, you're headed downhill quick.
How's it working with this guy over here? Jeff.
Well, what about it?
How's it working with Jeff?
Well, it's working great with Jeff and Brian. First of all, Brian is a very talented person in the NFL. He's been with the Atlanta Falcons 14 years, and he's had numerous jobs. He's he's worked in personnel. He's a salary cap expert. He and Mike Bloom are working. He and Mike Bloom and Jeff are working very, very good with that. And he's a contract negotiator, which is Jeff does that also. Jeff obviously his background. He grew up a coach's son. I coached until he was a freshman in college, and then after spending 20-something years in college football, then he was a walk-on at Florida, so obviously he's lived the life of football and knows the culture and what it's about. Then he went to law school and received his law degree and practiced in Birmingham. And then when we had the opening in the Southeast 2 years ago, I talked to Mike about it, and we made the decision to hire him. And obviously he did an excellent job, guys, as an area scout in the Southeast. He's a guy that was very thorough and very, with his reports and contacts and stuff like that. So with it, he's going to do excellent.
You just talked about him basically like he's just another guy, but it is your son.
How special is it to be able to come to work every day?
Well, it is special, obviously I love him very much, but when we come in this building, we take those hats off. He's got a job to do, and I got a job to do, and Brian's got a job to do, so you can't get emotionally with it like that, he is my son, but he's a very much a professional too. After practicing law 3 years and going the route he's gone, but the thing I want to point out, he grew up in a football culture and knows what it's about. Same thing with Brian. Brian was a walk-on football player at Florida State, a self-made player, then he went the route. He made the decision he wanted to get in the NFL, and he did the hard route. He didn't walk into a tub of gravy. He had to come up from the grassroots like Jeff did. Obviously he started as an area scout, and that's not the most glamorous job in the world. And especially after you come from practicing law, and he wanted it, and wanted it bad like Brian did.
It's always been your front office. Pretty much everybody's done a little bit of everything. What are some of the strengths of the people? Not just Brian and Jeff, but also like a Mike Bloom and all that. Right now, how does everything kind of shake out?
Mike Bloom's strength is absolutely the salary cap, the numbers. He's also a negotiator and a very good negotiator. That is his expertise, is that salary cap. And guys, that's a day-to-day thing. You have to be on top of that. And I want to point out too, Brian is very good in the salary cap and long range planning. You can't plan for 2009. You got to be looking at 10, 11, 12, what's going on. So all that stuff is very important, and they are excellent at it.
What about Jeff and Brian, just specifically?
Well, Jeff is obviously a negotiator. He's involved with the salary cap. He's gonna head up our pro department also in pro personnel. And Brian's also gonna be involved with personnel also on the pro side. And then we'll see. As the year goes down towards the end of the year, when the free agency's over, we'll see about getting them involved in the college thing right before the draft. So
you'll still be dealing mostly with the college. It's kind of your pardon me. You're still a lot of the college.
Yeah, I oversee both of them.
Sure.
But I put a heavy emphasis on the draft and managing the college scouts, obviously, and I want to give them credit for this past year's draft. They did an excellent job along with our coaches, and that's back, Frank, to what I was talking about, that plan we put together. That wasn't done in a day. It was, you know, it was a month and a half planning, and they deserve a lot of credit, the scouts do, and the coaches.
Well, the system there, the corporate ladder, maybe not that, but just how things function in the front office.
Well, the way things function, specifically, I'm in charge of personnel of the college and pro.
College and pro.
Jeff is going to head up the pro department.
Okay.
And then Brian is going to be very active in the salary cap, along with Mike Bloom.
All right.
And all four of us are going to be in negotiation.
Okay.
And we negotiate contracts and stuff like that. So, Mike, I mean. We all gonna work together. We all, we walk in and out of the doors and keep everyone informed, and so we decipher for the information. And then if we need to go to Mike about something and keep him informed, we do that.
How did you? What can you personally say about the move? I know you and Ted are very close, and must have been tough for you, and yet it's an opportunity for you.
Well, I'm grateful for the opportunity Mike gave me. As I said a while ago, and I think I told you in Palm Beach, Mike and I have been friends since 1980, and when he was a offensive coordinator at Florida and I was a junior college head coach in the state of Alabama, and so we've been close, and I appreciate the opportunity that he's given me, and I appreciate the opportunity he's given Brian and Jeff. And those are two certainly very capable young NFL executives.
You recommended or supported or as far as Brian coming on board? Could you explain that?
Yeah, actually Jeff knew him from his law practice, and since he's been in the NFL. And then Brian actually played for Mickey Andrews and Wally Burnham that I coached with in 76 at North Alabama. Did I date myself?
Yeah, it's all right. I like that.
But I coached with those two guys. He played for them at Florida State. And so everybody said very positive things about him. And you guys are going to enjoy him because he's very, very he's very good at the salary cap, negotiations. He's good in personnel too, and so we saw a lot of room that he could come in and help the organization.
Stephen Jones and Jerry might got you, but you're at least the first family of Denver sports now. How's it feel?
Well, I actually was one of the coaches when Stephen played at Arkansas, it feels good naturally I'm very proud of Jeff, and I'm proud of what he's done as a. I was proud of him as a student in high school. I was proud of him as a student athlete at Florida and what he did. And I was proud of him in law school. Jeff is one of those people that could have been as perfectly happy as an attorney. He was in a very good law firm in Alabama. But he's like a lot of young men that want to make a living in football. And when Mike and I made the decision to hire him from the law firm to be an area scout, I'm sure Mike went, what does he want to do that for? But he grew up in football. I was a college coach for 20-something years, so he knew the culture and what he was getting into. And so, in that law practice, he dealt with athletes there some, and he came in and did an excellent job in areas as an area scout. He did a very, very good job.
And you and your son are two of the higher-ups in that organization. Is there a sense of pride that comes with that, a sense of responsibility that comes with that?
Well, I'm very proud and very thankful to Mike and Mr. Boland for both giving us both those jobs and that authority. And I'm very honored to do it. And the fans, I want them to know what we're going to work as hard as we can to make sure we got a fine product on the field. And as I told the last crew that, Mike and I have been friends for a long time. And so I have a lot of a sense of pride to do a great job for him. And so I'm honored.
How was it, you know, Jeff's ascension was pretty fast. You know, I mean, goes from area scout to assistant GM. What was the sense that you got upstairs that about that? I mean, did you sense that people were skeptical? Did you sense that people were, because they knew you and knew him, that it would work seamlessly? What do you think the initial, was there anything you had to work through initially to
get? No, obviously when he came and Mike saw his work and the way he presented players verbally and written reports, I mean, I guess he was impressed. Mm-hmm. And then he had talked with Jeff and realized that Jeff, you know, knew about negotiating and from the law firm. And he had a great touch for players and their ability and rank for rounds and stuff like that. I knew when we hired him, he would advance. I knew that, and I just didn't know it would be that soon. And I'm sure if you asked him, he would be very thankful for his role that Mike's put on him. Also,
do you think those lawyer skills helped? I mean, like when he's a scout and he's presenting like a lawyer and writing reports like a lawyer, that like Mike went, wow.
Well, I think the fact that he was a lawyer helped him, because I remember one time telling him, I go, Jeff, that's a good job in the draft meetings, presenting those reports to Mike and summing it up. But a lot of people can write three pages, and some people can talk in one paragraph and tell you what's on those three pages. And so I remember him saying to me one time, he goes, Dad, judges don't like for you to beat around the bush. They want you to get to the point. And so I think that helped him. And I think the fact that he grew up in a football home and he'd been around football. He'd been there at Rice when we beat Texas, and he'd been there at Arkansas when we lost to Texas, and he knows the mood of the house and all that. So that's not a shock for him, the way football works and the ups and downs of it. And so I'm very proud of him. Thank you.